All right, so Apostine, I'm doing the SMS, eh? All right, God bless you. All right, you're through to No More Tears of Sorrow program, please.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you, our last caller. Please go ahead, tell us your name and where you're calling us from, please. Yeah? Wandani? All right, please go ahead. Yes, Wamishe, go ahead. All right, Father, I pray for Meshek and I pray for his life and I pray for his business. Let there be favor and let there be breakthrough. Business in the Pasogolom, Zinesu Christo, in Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen. So, Meshek, please send me an SMS. I want you to know that right now, well, we've closed the prayer lines, but we can still send the SMSs. Continue send the SMSs. Send those SMSs. I want to invite you. Make sure that you don't miss. Make sure you don't miss. All right. On Sunday we're having a special program in town at 10 hours, just at next to Commercial Building, Peace Embassy. Don't miss the breakthrough service. Don't miss the breakthrough service. I'm your friend and brother, Bishop Geoffrey Tambulukani, from Divine Champions Ministries. We found in Kalingalinga. You can reach us. God richly bless you. Let me pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person that has listened to us. And I pray that, Lord, your light will shine upon them. I pray that breakthrough is their portion. I pray for our president in Zambia. I pray for every person right now, all our leaders, all our pastors, all our bishops, all our leaders, everywhere they are. Let your favor be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Almighty Father, for One Love Radio. And we pray for our able engineer who's here all the time with us. May your blessing be with him in Jesus' name. Thank you now, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, may God bless you. See you next week. Favor is yours.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Economist Bright Chizonde welcomes drop in inflation, says prices still rising at slower pace. Mongo residents raise concern over collapsed clinic water tank. UN sanctions paramilitary leaders over Sudan atrocities. And Copper Queens in high spirits ahead of Namibia clash at COSAFA Championship. And now the news in detail. A financial economist has...
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. KRCM officially reopens Chingola B mine. Filing in of nominations continue across the country. In international news, thousands displaced as gang violence surges in Haiti. And in sports, 2.2 million kwacha set for women and girls empowerment marathon. And now the news and detail. Konkola Copper Mines KCM has officially reopened the Chingola B mine 18 years after operations ceased, marking a major milestone in the company's growth strategy and Zambia's drive to expand copper production. The reopening ceremony marked the first blasting of the ore body that was led by Group Chief Executive Officer Ms. Dashni Naidu, alongside senior management and employees, signaling renewed momentum for both Nchanga and Konkola mining operations. The mine is projected to produce more than 200,000 tons of ore per month. Ms. Naidu says this is more than a milestone, as it symbolizes the continued growth and transformation of KCM. She noted that KCM is strategically positioned to become one of Zambia's leading copper producers for decades to come, supported by significant mineral resource and ongoing expansion projects.
We're here to do the first blast of Chingola B. This will add the production at Nchanga Underground, because the future of KCM is both our growth at Konkola as well as the growth of Nchanga. Really good to see the progress across open pit and the underground. By starting this project, we'll get another 200 tons out of this mine every month. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming milestones. It was great to meet our business partner here, Technamin. Good to see the ramp up of our local employees that are coming into this business partner contract. We today have some 80 people here. We're looking to hire another 100 over the coming months. Future is bright. Look forward to coming back and celebrating more milestones.
And acting KCM Chief Operational Officer, Mr. Praveen Sharma, says the reopening demonstrates KCM's commitment to supporting Zambia's target of producing 3 million tons of copper annually by 2031, with Vedanta Resources aiming to contribute 300,000 tons towards the national goal. UPND aspiring mayoral candidate Siwa Sanyambe Mubiana has successfully completed his filing this afternoon at Kambule STEM School. Accompanied by Mongo East aspiring candidate Mobita Sinawa, aspiring member of parliament for Mongo Central Makai Makai, Morgan Akapelwa, the Mongo District Commissioner, and their supporters. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Mubiana has said that he is happy about his successful filing and looks forward to a free, fair and peaceful election. The filing in of nominations